Greetings in our Lord's name. John Horn bringing you another brief message from the Word of God. It's an interesting account we have in the sixth chapter of St. John about the feeding of the 5,000, how our Lord Jesus Christ commandeered the lunch that a boy had, that is the five buns and the two small fishes, and then satisfied 5,000 hungry souls. And then he turns around and uses this as an illustration and tells the purpose for which he had come into the world, and that God had sent him into the world in order that he might meet the need of man's spiritual hunger. And you know, after all, one can never be really truly saved and ready for heaven unless you experience spiritual hunger and come to our Lord Jesus Christ to have that need met by himself. And so in the sixth chapter, and about verse 33, and we shall look at it very briefly, it says, "For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And he saith unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now we said something about that in our last broadcast, and we're going to bring before our hearers today how you may know that you will never hunger throughout all eternity. Yes, you can have the satisfaction here and now of peace with God and joy and forgiveness and rest in the matter of guilt and sin, and then to have that assurance that you'll never hunger through the ceaseless ages of eternity. Yes, friends, there will be those who will hunger forever and ever, just as there will be those who will thirst forever and ever. And just as those who thirst in a lost and dark eternity can never have their soul's thirst quenched, so will it be in the matter of hunger. And of course, it would simply mean a desire, a real, sincere desire to have the soul's need met by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you remember his own words when he was here. He said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And so our blessed Lord Jesus ever and always uses the simplest kinds of illustration. He takes, for instance, the bread that he had multiplied and made to meet the need of those hungry souls, and then he tells them that he himself is sufficient for their spiritual hunger, for their spiritual need. And that no one can really, truly be satisfied until you find your satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we say none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's life and peace and joy found alone, Lord Jesus, in thee. And oh, if you want to be satisfied now and satisfied for all eternity, we would commend to you our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to, if I can, point out the condition upon which your spiritual soul hunger can be met and satisfied once and for all. You see, that's the pledge that he makes here. He says, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life to the world." And then he says, "Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." Oh, what a precious word that is. And I'm sure any I may be addressing today who have experienced so the pangs of thirst and spiritual hunger, and have come to our Lord Jesus Christ to find that he can and has met your need, I'm sure your heart is filled with unspeakable delight as you think of the words used by himself. "Him that cometh to me," in the very same chapter he says, "I will in no wise or for no reason cast out." But I want to point out now, just as I conclude, how you can have your spiritual hunger met. Now listen to this. "Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." Now you can go to any source under heaven's shining sun, and you'll never have your spiritual hunger met until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves, he satisfies, and he keeps all who trust in him. May the Lord help you to receive him today for his name's sake and for your present and everlasting good.